Chavov. Kina Chavov.
Thank you.
audibly as long as there's short hair, there's an earring, there's no earring. He goes to this camp, he goes to that camp. Okay, what about around the house? What about around the shoe place? Are we able to say, that's it. That's the echo. I mean, I said, to put a shit back in our lives. All these kilos. We say, have you heard of the kilos? They're saying if this one was killed, this one was destroyed. We're talking about Hashem's chant. We're talking about Hashem who built the world. He looked into the Torah and he built the world. Give it Hashem. And then all of a sudden, they find that we're not worthy of the basic touch, the very pinnacle of what's connecting us, the whole pinnacle of the world. It's not, we're not. This is why Judaism, and we're just missing this one little thing called the base of Mikdash. The whole thing is off. The pilgrim says it himself. We're all off. No, I'm not. How can it be? When the base of the Mikdash was destroyed, Daniel looked and saw the glory in the box. How could be Noah, Hashem? How could be Noah? How could somebody say Noah in Shmuel Esra? Maybe we should take it out? Maybe we should take it out? The answer is, you see, no, we're going to keep the Noah, the awesomeness of Hashem. Because even though Hashem made the world, it should be this way. You can see that he's holding back. Hashem is holding back. Let me ask you. This may be, this is the last Tisha. And we have to believe that Mashiach will be in a few minutes. It's not, the Rambam says it himself, but the science says it clearly, that very specific quote. They say, when it comes back, the Beis HaMikdash is back and says, now we should take out Noah because the Goyim aren't there anymore. And that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be at the Seir Shem where we go. It's supposed to be a place that we just go and feel anybody knows that we know that the Jews are more like Malachim. We feel like Malachim. We act like Malachim. We know that Malachim. Hiddenness is no longer there. That Hashem doesn't have to be hidden anymore. We can live it. Feel it. This is Hashem. We all feel like all this, whatever secrets we need to be done. As individuals, and as a nation, but it's a nigga thing in India.
He made me recall I be so walk to the low road, all the main name of the low show and the low road. Lakamona Maburo, Bechilin Hayel Rom, Hino Musay. Told all those Babodos on Rose, you are two Mahats of Bogos, Boros, Potro and Emon, Kobush Vaper, good one. Son of Shavaki, one morning, was a close one. Oh, Bechilei, Bessof, Ebes, Alev, Oveh, Rachel, Achosom, Bekoal, Boneh, Zilpo, Magne, Foneh, Bilo, Bekonen, Zishe, Yodeh, Shubus, Mimim, 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 Mimim,
that will happen soon. But rather it's seeing everything as the Yad Hashem throughout all the generations. And this happens to be true with both individual hardships as well as with communal ones. While most of the keynote are describing some horrific physical tragedy, this one seems to be addressing a terrible spiritual calamity as well. The desperate tone of this kina is specifically in our inability to see God's hand behind the difficulties throughout our history. This is therefore an exceptionally relevant kina for us today. While our physical situation is enormously better now than virtually any other period of Jewish history, paradoxically, many suffer today specifically because they don't see the meaning in these less challenging circumstances. As we read this kina, therefore, let's try to feel not only the pain of the Jewish people when the challenges are physically so overwhelming, but also the suffering that they go through when their difficulty is broken spiritually through their inability to see the guiding hand of God constantly in the background.